Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out, say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action in the Premier League. They're away at Chelsea. It's a Saturday 8 p.m. kickoff. I've just been to the local supermarket. I should mention Sainsbury's. Tesco's gets a mention when I'm going to the game. Yeah, so my local Sainsbury's got some nice 7% cider, a couple of cans to drink during the game. I've been down at Ashton United v Guiseley today, a 1-1 draw, watching my mate's son. It was a decent game. This game between Chelsea and Man United be a decent game. I think the most important thing for Manchester United, obviously, is a result. But the other most important thing is, are these players going to actually bother to turn up? I've called the players out. And I'm going to keep calling them out until they actually do the job. It's like Arsenal with the Premier League. I've called them chokers. I've called them bottlers for years. And until they do it, they're chokers and bottlers, because you have to get over that line. And tomorrow, we'll find out if exactly what they are. My friend at work, it wasn't avoiding me, I don't think. But we didn't have a sort of a proper direct conversation. But I'm sure I'll catch him next week anyway. I've got to give him a phone. So I'm sure we'll speak after tomorrow's match, Man City v Arsenal. But tonight, as I say, it's Chelsea v Man United. It's 5 to 8 o'clock. Just a quick intro. United's team, obviously, they've got all these issues around suspensions and their injuries at centre-back now, with Lenny Yoro getting injured in training. I do worry when players get injured in training, whether they can actually whether they're up for the fight. I mean, why not be up for it? It's not a relegation battle like Spurs. Yeah, 2-2. So the North London double is not happening this weekend, at least. But maybe it could be two draws, you never know. But in goal is Lemons. It's Dalot right back, short left back. It's Heaven and... it looks like Mazraoui is the playing as the centre-backs. And the scary thing is the only defender on the bench is Tyrell Malassi. I mean, why is this player even anywhere near this squad? Why is he playing? It's ridiculous. The guy's a liability. We saw it against Newcastle, that the whole team was a liability. Then we'll come back to that. That was the start of United on a bad run under Michael Carrick. As I say, gaslighting from Jason Wilcox, and interesting with Chelsea's team as well, relating to Jason Wilcox. But midfield, Maynou is back with Casemiro. And then up front, it's Mbeumo, Cunha and Sesko. Bruno Fernandes obviously playing number 10 slot. Let's see if he can actually lead properly today. If you get fouled, Bruno, you need to get up, whether the ref gives a free kick or not. Absolute shambles for that second goal. And as I say, I mean, the team as a whole, I mean, as I say, I wrote when I posted the pod out, don't let the last 25 minutes fool you away. United were better. Leeds were just getting a bit nervous, I think. But before that, when they were 11-11, I mean, it was shocking performance from United. And there's no, that 3-week break is not an excuse. It's an excuse given out by people who think, oh, well, you know, they've not played for 3 weeks. The management and the coaching staff should have those players ready. And even for the players, you're playing against Leeds, you should be ready and up for it. And Michael Carrick should know that as well. As I say, it was 14-2-1 for Michael Carrick for me to get the job. He shouldn't be getting the job. It'll still be an opportunity to get it, because if he does get the Champions League, it wouldn't surprise me if there's something in his contract that says at least gets the opportunity to go for the job, and or is one step above maybe some other people. As I say, I've mentioned Iraola. I think he's up there for me. Nargles was another one, but I would rather somebody who's managed in the Premier League. I think I need United do need somebody who has managed in the Premier League. But we'll see. Jason Wilcox, it's his regime. Let's see if he can actually get the right decision. As I say, in regards to Jason Wilcox, Liam Delap starts for Chelsea tonight, and player that Jason Wilcox wanted in the summer, Jason Wilcox thought he had in the summer, but Jason Wilcox is an idiot, because Jason Wilcox doesn't realise the pull of Man United is gone. Man United are a bang average football side that is only big in name, nothing, but not in their football side anymore. And as I say, that will keep getting knocked and knocked and knocked further down if Man United don't at least get themselves into the Champions League. And as I say, you look at Newcastle this season, that will be United next season, unless they bring in at least five top quality players, and I would say 5 to 10. I mean, and then another five players maybe, or, you know, but yeah, maybe another five players that can come in and bolster up that squad, because this squad is not good enough. And, you know, looking at Chelsea's team, they are weak defensively, but in midfield, they're miles better than Manchester United. Like pretty much most of the Premier League have better midfields than Manchester United. It's absolutely embarrassing. As I say, people were slagging off Ugarte against Leeds. What is the other option? Ruben Amorim wasn't given the midfielder he needed. What is the option? There aren't any other options. Casemiro's going. The arguably Ugarte's going. United need to bring in at least three midfielders in the summer. And as I say, that's on Jason Wilcox. He's in charge now. If he can't handle being having a bit of stick from the manager, or going to sack you, then you have to show what you've got after that. And as I say, the first one was a bit of a gaslight getting in Michael Carrick. We do love Michael Carrick, legend as a player. Let's see what he can do as a manager, because I tell you, against Leeds, it was poor. And if you look at Manchester United since March, their run of results is lost to 10-man Newcastle, won against Aston Villa, drew against Bournemouth, lost to Leeds. Now, there are a few caveats. Bournemouth, disgusting refereeing from Stuart Atwell. I saw him today refereeing the Spurs-Brighton game. Yeah, I didn't start effing and jeffing at the TV, but I wasn't. He's not the guy that I'm going to be smiling at when he referees a game. The loss against Newcastle, poor, unacceptable. Tyrell Malacia, fantastic. And then the Leeds performance, utterly, utterly shambolic. As I say, don't let the last 25 minutes fool you, even with the sending off. But United need to get back on track. Chelsea are having a bad run at the moment, but United are the perfect kind of team to just let you get back in and get yourself back in on positive results. So let's see what United can do, and I will be back at halftime. All finished at Stamford Bridge, and it's finished Chelsea 0, Manchester United 1. A huge win for Manchester United. A few things that I need to go through in regards of the game and my night as well. But a massive win for Manchester United. Cunha with a goal. And I'll go through sort of how that came in. But the first thing to say is I had a bit of a disaster class because I went to sit down to watch the game. There's a start of the pod 5 minutes before. And I didn't have access, so I needed to go to the pub. Thankfully, I only lived 5 minutes away from the pub. Unfortunately, had to listen to Sam Matterface and Stuart Pearce for 5-10 minutes before I actually got to watch the game in vision. I did one thing I forgot to mention is Garnacho coming on and causing some problems. Thankfully, he did come on, though, quite earlier than expected. But in the first half, I mean, for what I listened to, and as I say, some matches I've listened to, because Sunderland Man United I'll be listening to on the radio at a beer festival in a few weeks' time. Hopefully, that game will be essentially inconsequential to United's Champions League chase, hopefully, at that point, and United will be pretty much done and dusted. But tonight does help massively in that regard, because it probably puts Chelsea out of it, but it's the other teams that I'm more worried about, to be perfectly honest, at this stage. But in regards to the first half, let's be perfectly honest, Chelsea were the better team. They were doing much more of the attacking, but I actually think that United did set up, because of the defensive issues that they did have, especially at centre-back, set up in a way that allow Chelsea to have the ball and to say to them, right, we're going to cover these gaps, especially in midfield. The midfield was so much better in regards of covering the areas that needed to, although Chelsea did get in on occasion. But defensively, Mazraoui and especially Aidan Heaven were absolutely excellent. And Le Mans, solid. As I say, Dalot and Shaw as fullbacks, they weren't pushing forward as often. And I think it was a case of just making sure that back line was solid so that the gaps weren't there. And Casemiro did well in regards of keeping the gaps. Wasn't great with the ball at his feet. Mainu, who came back in, was brilliant defensively, solid with the ball, and was really useful in putting himself in position, because that United midfield is weak, it's slow, and if you get past one part of the press, which on occasion Casemiro was caught out because he is a bit slow, then they were onto us. Estevao had an early shot that whizzed past the post, but then he went off injured, and that's when Garnacho came on, and you were sort of semi-worried that you were thinking, was Garnacho going to do something? Thankfully, he did not. Dallow had him in his pocket, virtually, although in the second half, he did manage to get into a lot of space. Thankfully, he didn't do much with it when he did have those opportunities. But in regards to the first half, United, bit by bit, got themselves back into it, started to get a bit more possession within the game. And then they were dangerous on the break. They were sitting back trying to hit out on the break. And the first opportunity that I had, Mbeumo did brilliantly well to escape on the right-hand side. Lovely ball into Cunha. I don't know what Cunha was doing. I don't know if he it looked like he was in two minds, but could control the ball and then had to put in a challenge that gave away a free kick, but got another yellow card. So that was a huge opportunity for United. But later on in the half, Bruno Fernandes, some excellent work down the right hand side. Garnacho weak, thankfully. Lovely cross into the box. Sesko did well to actually sort of get in Caicedo's way to occupy him, and the ball came to Cunha this time, first time, into the back of the net. Probably what should have done the first. His instinct is to hit first time, I think, to give United the lead just before half time. And this was, there was some fortune in regards of that, in relation to the fact that Fofana had to go off because there was a collision between Sanchez, Casemiro, and Fofana. Fofana had some rib problems, went down. The referee said, you get your support off the medical staff, but then you've got to go off. And Cunha was right in that place where Fofana would have been, because like I said, it was further back trying to mount Sesko, but Sesko did well to occupy him, to allow the ball to go to Cunha, putting the ball into the back of the net, and for United to take the lead. Fortunate lead at half-time, but, you know, you've got to take your opportunities when they come. Then into the second half, United would sort of control it. They weren't sort of trying to put further pressure on Chelsea to make it 2-0. They were sitting back trying to hit out on the break, but they were pretty solid in that regard. They basically made Chelsea basically go out wide. They wouldn't allow them through the middle. But United were fortunate on a couple of occasions. Liam Delap with a header that hit the bar. Thankfully, didn't go any of the chasing Chelsea players. And then Mazraoui was challenging with Fofana. I think it came up Mazraoui. That hit the bar. And again, no Chelsea players were following in. And you do need that fortune. But United were defending well. And I think Chelsea were always going to have opportunities with United's weakened defence. So, you know, you get away with those ones and you're probably thinking, right, let's try and get a goal further up, you know, make it a bit easier. They did have opportunities, United, on the breakout, but they weren't careful with the ball, or it was a poor final pass, or it was a poor decision making, a pass to a wrong player. Usually not Sesko. I mean, Sesko made some excellent runs. I mean, people will say that he had a poor game, but you're always going to have a poor game if nobody's going to bother passing to you. He made some excellent runs, but nobody seems to want to pass to Benjamin Sesko. And I've got a funny feeling he's going to end up on the bench for the rest of the season. But Commons is a pincher, so when they are going to actually have to pass to him, because there weren't many crosses into the box today. He made some excellent runs, and there was one moment when he did break out on the right-hand side, got past Caicedo easily, lovely ball into Bruno Fernandes. But Bruno Fernandes couldn't get the ball into it. Well, he seemed to be in two minds. I don't know whether he wanted to get the ball to Cunha or wanted to have a shot. But Sesko made some excellent ones, but just nobody wanted to pass to him. So I don't know what is going on there. But I remember Alex Ferguson talking about, Robin Van Persie talking about Alex Ferguson saying to players, Scholes into Cavett when Robin Van Persie joined. Get the ball to Robin's making the run. Get the ball to him, or you won't be playing. So I mean, that's obviously not being said by Michael Carrick, but you know, Benjamin Sesko, they're just running down alleys and putting himself in position, and then he's not getting the ball. I mean, there will be good. I mean, some people say there are question marks on necessarily his hold up play, but every time he was actually given the ball, there were two or three Chelsea defenders around him and nobody anywhere near him, because United did get deeper and deeper and deeper. But they were pretty solid. As I say, Chelsea had the two opportunities where they hit the bar. They had a couple of free kicks, but the wall blocked them very well. And United saw the game out. I mean, Carrick did make some substitutions, but quite late on in the game, Ahmad came on, and so did Xerxes. Mason Mount Mason Mount came on. Remember him? He actually, towards the end of the game, sort of seemed to get in the way of Kobbie Mainoo when he was running through. And then sort of in the same passage of play, handballed it on the edge of the box. Thankfully, again, from the corners, I think Chelsea had 7 in the end. From the stats, I think that saw at the end. They managed, as I say, they were solid defensively. They defended those well. And with the weakened defence, there are always going to be opportunities for Chelsea, but they managed to hold that out. I mean, Ali McCoist on TNT, I mean, typical, it went for the four. I mean, Bruno Fernandes did brilliantly for the goal. But for me, Heaven and Mainoo were outstanding today. Mazraoui in that makeshift position was excellent today. They all the back four and the two and Mainoo and Casemiro to a lesser extent in regards to being in the right position. As I say, he still gets caught out. Got caught out by Cole Palmer with a brilliant dummy. But that's, you know, he's slow and he is leaving the football club. So, you know, United's midfield, it needs an absolute massive overhaul, basically. And obviously, there's talk with Kobbie Mainoo's contract. I mean, for me, same contract as Ahmad. I think I mentioned it on the pod before. I have no reason why he thinks he deserves more money than Ahmad is getting. He doesn't. I think Ahmad's on 100 to 120 grand a week. Take that contract, but as I say, his people will want more. They'll talk about him maybe playing for England. As I've said before, Alex Scott's having a better season than Kobbie Mainoo. So, he should be in the England squad. But as I say, because Kobbie Mainoo plays for Man United, it's like, I don't know, I'd say hopefully Thomas Tuchel doesn't go down that route, basically. Because if it's a choice of the two, if you go on the performances this season, Alex Scott should be in the England squad ahead of Kobbie Mainoo. I think that is straightforward. As I say, United are probably looking at Alex Scott as maybe an opportunity for player to bring in, probably cost about 50 million, but and his sister apparently plays for his stepsister plays for the women's team, so maybe there's an in there, because I think, you know, we need players like Alex, or we need free running energetic midfielders who can get into that midfield and can energize Manchester United, because the energy for United today was about making sure they kept themselves solid at the back. And fair play to Michael Carrick, he did that, but that's easy coaching. It's easier to coach that sort of defensive way. What Carrick did well was obviously he didn't have arguably his best players in those positions, because 100% Harry Maguire's going to come back in against Brentford. You probably think, I mean, Lenny Yoro, I don't know what the injury is, but you probably think Aidan Heaven deserves a start in the next match, and Mazraoui was excellent in the centre back position today. But Harry Maguire will start the next match, and I think it may be Aidan Heaven. Maybe Mazraoui will have to make do with a place on the bench. He was better at centre back than he was at right back against Leeds. But as I say, the Leeds performance was absolutely shocking. As I say, don't believe the last 25 minutes. But a massive, massive win balances out the shocker against Leeds. But now they have to go on and win the game at Brentford, get a good result against Brentford to go into the game against Liverpool on a high. Because Liverpool, whatever you say about them, they have good players who can cause damage to any team. And they'll want to come to Old Trafford and avenge their loss at Anfield. They won't want to have a double in the season against them by Manchester United. So United need to push on, as I say. But, you know, and Brentford, I think they've got the same number of points as Chelsea. They'll be thinking 3 points against Man United. This is an opportunity for us to push and make it difficult. As I say, I do not want to get to that final game against Brighton where United have to get something, because I know these players. As I say, they've stepped up today against Chelsea, but why couldn't they step up against Leeds? And as I say, the excuse of 3 weeks off, a joke. Why can Bournemouth do it and Man United can't? It's excuses and it's not good and it's not professional. Professional enough. The coaches and the management got it wrong against Leeds in regards to the preparation. They got it right against Chelsea, but you have to be consistent. And that's what Manchester United need to be. As I say, the standards at the football club are still way through the floor. So, massive win, and on to, as I say, a nice little break now before the Brentford game. You'd sort of semi-worry about that. But to be fair, after the Newcastle game, which, as I say, shocking result, and then thank God to Malassia never got on today. They had 10-day break and they came up against Villa and turned up. So That's what they're going to need to do again. And then we need to avenge that result at Brentford. And Pawson and Manley, I think it's Pawson and Manley were the officiating team. They better not be anywhere near the officiating team for the Brentford game. And I hope Nathan Collins, I think it's Nathan Collins plays, should have been sent off against Mbeumo. And Mbeumo should be starting, and I hope he gets his goals. Because as I say, that was a disgrace. But United, semi back on track. They need to push on now. There's still games left in the season, but they're in pole position now to try and get that top Champions League spot. But they're going to need massive, massive overhaul of that squad in the summer if they're going to actually be able to work on at least two fronts. Obviously, got the cup competition as well. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, up at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Pcast, Podchaser. Search MUFC Global. And you will find the pod. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and let me know what you think. Brentford up next. I have to say I'm back home now. There's a Copa del Rey semi-final on like ITV4. Fantastic. So some football to watch. It's 2-2. Atletico Madrid, Real Sociedad. In extra time, 2 minutes to go plus stoppages. I might be getting a penalty shootout. Fantastic. So, as always, thanks for listening. And I will be back after the Brentford game a week on Monday.